It's a big 33,000 square foot indoor training center that's branded with Reds and Major League Baseball logos. That's just been dropped in the middle there of the Bond Hill Roselawn neighborhood. And as you move around, the ball fields are in meticulous shape. The amenities inside the building, classroom space, the meeting spaces, the synthetic ball field with all the Reds images. It's really a very impressive physical place, and we want it to be that way. We want kids and folks from the neighborhood to really be inspired by it.
And apparently there are four outdoor fields at the complex?
Yes, there are three that are full-size. So, they can handle college, high school baseball, two with grass infields, one with a synthetic infield that can also be used for younger ages. We have a championship dimension softball field that can also be used for Little League baseball. All the fields are named and branded. They all look and feel like major minor league ballparks with, dugouts and scoreboards. And, so it's really a first-class baseball and softball complex that's been used heavily this summer already.
What is the main purpose of having this academy, this facility?
There's several objectives. The first is to reconnect, an urban audience with baseball. I mean, there's a whole generation of fans in a lot of the urban communities throughout the U.S. that have just become disconnected with baseball. We're not so much interested in finding the next Brandon Phillips or Jay Bruce or Joey Votto, although that would be great. We're much, much more interested in helping kids use the game to get to that next level of school, whether that's junior high to high school or high school to college.
Who is eligible to take part in the academy and use the facilities that are going to be there?
All the programs are completely free, and they are aimed at an urban audience that wouldn't otherwise have these sorts of opportunities. So, we've been partnering with Cincinnati Public Schools now for the past 5 years, operating in a temporary location at the old Cape High School in Winton Terrace. So a lot of the schools that we've partnered with so far, the kids that play on a lot of the teams that we help underwrite, they represent our primary targets. But any, young person ages 5 to 18 in Cincinnati Public Schools, and also, from Northern Kentucky, we work with a number of different school districts that are urban in nature, and they are all eligible to use any aspect of this complex free of charge.
Of course, the main function is the teaching of baseball and I think also softball, but are there any other educational purposes to the academy?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we've partnered the last few years with the University of Cincinnati and their School of Education, and they've hosted two nights a week a Freedom Riders program for the boys and girls that use the clinic. They've also provided complimentary tutoring in literally any subject. We're adding more partnerships with Dress for Success and Cincinnati State, and Cincinnati Children's has been with us. So we're really trying to provide educational and vocational opportunities for kids that are also, putting some work in on the ball fields.
Charlie Frank is executive director of the Reds Community Fund. He says the new Urban Youth Academy in Roselawn Park is one of only six in existence. I'm Steve Hirschberg.